Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 29th and the whole week ahead. Now the moon's in your sign and there's four aspects to that moon. Too good, too not so good. So what that means is emotionally it could be a little bit up and down. To avoid the more negative side of this aspect to the moon, then just steer clear of people who are intense, obsessive and fixated. You need people who are chilled out and who are ready to party. Here's your Sunday stars. I love Venus and Uranus together. There's so much charisma that comes from this energy. It's great for relationships. Even better if there's nobody in your life. If you're a singleton, then this kind of aspect says get out, meet people, whether it's online or in public. It doesn't matter. You just need the excitement and the thrill of the chase or the thrill of being caught. Here's your Monday stars. Venus moves into the sign of Cancer, which is perfect for ambitious Librans. If you have a plan for success, if you want to move vocationally or professionally, in fact, anything to do with your career will be totally and utterly ruled by how you look. Because it's Venus, the more delectable and sensationable and irresistible you look, the more all of those things will help you get to the top. Here's your Tuesday stars. Now Venus moved into your 10th house of career and ambition yesterday, ideal for those of you who want to get yourself a really cool image. But if you're in a career that is artistic and creative, and particularly good where diplomacy is very important, the way you present yourself, then you can really start to break through that glass ceiling if you're a woman or if you're a gay man. And here's your Wednesday stars. The energy comes from the sign of Sagittarius because that's where the moon is. And as a Libra, this is good to contact people close by. Bit of networking, maybe throwing an impromptu drinks party or just offering someone a cup of tea or coffee, whatever. Where I'm driving at is you need to be with other people today to get the best out of your world and theirs. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, Uranus is in your seventh house. Check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Rather disruptive for relationships. Unless you've got a relationship where independence rules, it could be an open relationship or where you just allow one another to do your own thing, then it's perfect. But with Uranus going backwards, if you feel trapped or if you're in a relationship that's too possessive, then the sparks could start to fly. Here's your Friday stars. One of the most difficult aspects you will get this year, certainly, is Jupiter in your sign squaring Pluto in the fourth house. You see, with Jupiter squaring Pluto, there is always an unscrupulous side to these two planets. It just doesn't work. And so therefore, for you and also for a home or domestic situation, whether it's a crooked landlord or somebody in your family who is just not principled, be careful, steer clear from people who have no dignity and who are immoral. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.